You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk. Here's Irk.
G'day everyone and welcome to episode 107 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my weekly music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, each and every Friday. Irk FM is a proud member of Channel Irk. Channel Irk is Australian for quality podcasting, and also Irk FM is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. Well, it's the end of September. And in actual fact, it is the last episode of September. And so you know what that means. Next week, we start Rocktober. So this month has been pretty calm in comparison. Although we did have some metal to finish last week with Foundry Road. And of course, there was the interview that I had last Tuesday, episode 114 of Irk FM with Sand River, which I really, really enjoyed. But October is going to be massive. It is going to be Rocktober with a special metal show in there as well. So I thought I'd take advantage of this and call this episode Rocktober Eve. Rocktober Eve indeed. And we're going to have a wide selection of tunes from Juice Management and Promotion. Our first act comes to us from the UK, and they are called One Eye, and they come from Birmingham, and they have already supported UB40, Beverly Knight, Toots, and a lot more. Creating a buzz within industry circles, One Eye has recently released their debut single, Worries and Trouble. And so, let's hear One Eye. They've also made a feature-length documentary covering their journey from producing the album in a pub cellar, promoting the band in Cairns, to performing the material that is in its entirety at their first album showcase. The documentary is called Whiskey Business. So let's hear some One Eye now with their song, which is called It's Official. And it's officially Rocktober Eve here on Irk FM.
Disarmament. Not on our side, we are the good, the righteous and fighters. a criminal. It's time to emigrate. There's nothing now you can do, go from and just take the bait. Anti-terror creating laws, they push through Parliament. Giving the public impression of the need for disarmament. Embodiment. A one-track plan for the world to live. Don't try to resist. Make your money, you buy your house. You cease to exist.
I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Skyline and land.
falls to dust.
You're listening to episode 107 of Erk FM, Rocktober Eve. And that song and the last song had a theme to it. It had a rain theme. The song that you just heard came to us from Road to Oblivion with Raindrops Rushing. and prior to that we had The Hauntingly Beautiful Rain by Jack Roberts. So let's go to Road to Oblivion. And they have been asked on a number of times how we got the name Road to Oblivion, and the band thought that they should tell the story. I like these sort of stories. Don't forget, if you're a band and you want me to play you, and you don't have a bio of any description, I'm sorry, but I'll move on to the next band. But Road to Oblivion have got it right. They had been searching for a band name for a while, and at the time, their drummer, Don Holland, had come to rehearsal one Sunday morning after gigging out until 4 a.m. and said he was exhausted. He said it was like he was on the road to oblivion. We looked at each other and decided, as musicians and writers, sometimes we do feel like we are on that road, and thought it was fitting that we named the band after that. It has mistakenly been thought to be something gloomy in meaning, but it is exactly the opposite. They don't know that the road that they are on in life, but they are focused on writing and recording music. In the winter of 2007, the band began that project, Road to Oblivion. And during that time, since then, they wrote 13 songs in a short time, and their CD, Something to Stay, was completed in 2008 and is now available on CD Baby. 2010 promises to be an exciting year as they are focusing their energies on the second CD called Ride or Fly, now available on iTunes, CD Baby and Rhapsody. And so that is Road to Oblivion, and they come from upstate New York. Going back to Jack Roberts. Jack Roberts comes from Liverpool in the UK. Jack Roberts captivates audiences with his elegant vocals likened to Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen. Having wowed audiences at Glastonbury, the Royal Albert Hall and Echo Arena, this musical inventor and animator is back with new material for 2010. Jack Roberts battles with dyslexia. The result, however, is that he produces some of the most well-crafted songs this country has ever seen. To top off this, his invention of Len, an animated dog, an extended character of Jack's personality, is something to behold. And so that was Jack Roberts from Liverpool. And Insomnia Radio Liverpool is coming, I am reliably informed. So if you like the Insomnia Radio format, keep your eyes open and your ears open, more importantly, for Insomnia Radio Liverpool. Let's continue on with our next track. We had the rain theme a little bit earlier with those last two songs. Rain makes people cry, and so we have this song from Allison called Made Me Cry. And he comes to us from the interweb and Juice Management and Promotion. All of these artists today come from Juice Management and Promotion. Like many artists who subsequently become famous, his path in music began in the church choir at the age of 9. When he was 12, his diligence in the choir brought him good results. When his close childhood friend, who at various times in the school hallways was listening with delight to his singing, organised a meeting for him in one of the music studios for an audition. After the feeling that he had experienced in a studio atmosphere, and while meeting the professional musicians, he could not abandon his desire to connect his life with music and began developing himself in this direction, aiming at the highest standard. But before following his own path and starting his own solo career, he did not escape the fate of becoming the soloist in the trio boy band. As a member of the boy band, he toured the country for the year and then left the band, deciding to go solo. His first song was written at the age 15. It was called I'll Go Now. That was about his short romance with a girl much older than him. And so let's go now, and we'll hear some great music from Alishin, and this is Made Me Cry.
Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
The loneliness make me cry. dog can't seem to sleep at night when his heart is feeling blue. What will I do? It's crazy, but
this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and you're listening to IRC FM, top station and a top man. You can find me at craigmorrisonmusic.com. Check it out. I see us kissing in the rain. It's the sun.
Welcome to Rocktober Eve here on IRC FM as we get a variety of music before we come into Rocktober. That song you just heard came from Blabbin' on Babylon with Sun in the Moon. Blabbin' on Babylon, seismic utterance of vision cast in masterfully created audiophonics will reveal the inner voice. The beginning for Blabbin' on Babylon was in the winter of 2009 at Midgard. The first utterance was to buy one and get one free. The result of a protracted trance state that created hysterics at the recording location. They are the combined forces of Lucius F. Energy and Alice Rhubarb. They come forward with a message. The Trinity get people to think about the world around them and their place in it, the practical steps made to honour those that came before us and to ensure we choose better the light of consciousness shining through. Brain Bombs Collections is collaborating with F Energy from the Ukraine to develop the sound and direct the actions of those connected to it. And so that was Blabbin' on Babylon. Before that, we heard from Steve Manaro. Now, with a name like Steve Manaro and his band The Renegades, you'd think that he was an Australian guy because Manaro is a famous brand of car, a famous model of car here in Australia. But no, Steve comes to us originally born in London. Steve is the man with the plan. He is an obvious music talent who has a great eye and a great ear for the simple but catchy tunes that gets everyone on stage who is listening moving as much as he does when he's on stage. The man is simply a music machine and lives, breathes and sleeps music, but he's always willing to have a good crack. Steve is also a great frontman. The reviewer really admires this as he doesn't think he would have the balls to stand up and lead a band. However, he loves the way he just freaks out on stage and commands the audience, and that's just after one coke. I'm really surprised that this guy is not signed, says Ross in 2007. And he's actually got a little bit of a Q&A, which I thought was nice and rather unusual out of all the bands that I've seen. His weapon of choice is guitar. His favourite food is Italian. His favourite drink is JD on the rocks. His favourite places is Denmark Street in London because he says that it's guitar heaven. His favourite animal is fluffy bunny rabbits. And on his current playlist he has Ryan Adams. And so that was Steve Manaro and the Renegades there on IRC FM. Of course, it is indeed Rocktober Eve. We're going to continue with the music. All the music today, of course, comes courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. Coming soon, Channel IRC presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AMomentInTimeNovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. AMomentInTimeNovel.com.
Hi, I am Anastasia the IRC Pod Bunny. I would like to tell you about IRC's debut novel that will be in print soon. A group of women who work in male-dominated industries who come together in a moment that changes their lives forever. I wonder if Earth thought to write about me? It is set on the day before Easter of 2010. Easter is all about the Easter Bunny, and I'm a bunny, so I hope he remembered that. It will be available in time for Christmas in print, and later as a podcast. Maybe Irk will let me narrate it for him. He does not do women's voices very well. For more information, go to www.channelirk.com and keep listening to the housekeeping section of Irk Pod.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Time waits for no one, baby. It don't wait for me. It don't wait for you. It don't wait for your skin. It don't wait for your hair. You're pushing a deal, it's all working, no plan. You know it's gonna take some time. Just remember, time's the bottom line. Every minute, every day, time gonna make you pay. Every hour, every week, you ain't got time. You're gonna hit that crunch. Time waits for no one, baby. Time waits for no one, baby blue. Like a hurricane blowing, it's after you. Remember, time's got the clown. Sail down the river, let your feelings flow. Sail down the river, let it go. Just love every moment.
As you may have been able to figure out, that song was called Time Waits for No One. And time certainly waits for no one, including me here on IRC FM, episode number 107. Wow, 107 episodes. Who would have thought? Each and every Friday, this show comes down the pipe and into your ears. Each and every Friday, if this isn't enough music for you, well, I've got some shows to tell you about. On Blast from the Past, which is the family history / social history / variety show that my mum Judy and I do together, we have a feature artist, and on this particular occasion we are featuring a Victorian-based blues rock band on this week's episode of Blast from the Past, available at channelerk.com each and every Saturday. Channel Erk, of course, is Australian for quality podcasts. And on Sunday, if that's not enough, we have Judy's Blast FM, and this week we have something a bit different for you. We have electronica versions of well-known classical tunes. So there might be something for people who like classical music, something people who like electronica, and sometimes if you just like listening to a wide selection of music. Judy definitely has that this month as she tries to give you a bit of culture in the month of September before I go along and basically undo all that work with a month of rock in Rocktober next month on ERK FM. And if that's still not enough, check out the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, where a variety of podcasters get together and discuss all the problems that they have, give each other advice, share music, and a lot more. They produce their own shows. There's over 50 member shows of the association, including this one. And, of course, we have our flagship show, Amp New Music Weekly, which comes out each and every Monday. The current episode, episode 249, is the episode that I hosted, recorded late last week, and it features this week, episode 249 of Amp New Music Weekly. And I even had a special guest, Peter Clivereaux, from the very carefully pronounced Suffolk and Cool podcast, direct from Suffolk in the UK. And if that's still not enough, of course, you can go to erkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, buy some of their work, listen to some more music, and indeed maybe watch some videos, interact with them on the social networks. And if you want to interact with me on the social networks, all the contact information is available on the show notes at erkfm. So, and if that's still not enough music, oh wow, there's just so much music coming out of Channel Erk, it's not funny. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll have episode number 7 of Insomnia Radio Australia. I've caught up on all my submissions that Charles and Stuart have been sending me. Charles actually comes back to the Insomnia Radio mic with his SoCal sessions after basically a year away from the mic. But if you're after a separate MP3 of a different song each and every day that has been going on for the last 500 or 600 days, you can go to insomniaradio.net. Stuart and Charles in particular, they run the Daily Dose, so you can get a different track down the pipe and into your ears each and every day. Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 7, coming very, very soon. Still got some spots open for that in case there are any Australian bands listening. So let's continue on. We have a couple of tracks to go. And if you've been a regular listener to ERK FM for any amount of time, you know that I love putting similar sort of songs together, whether it be the genre or the type of artist, the location of the artist, or even the name of the song. And so the song you're about to hear is called Long Way Home by Charlie Savinger, and she comes to us from Juice Management and Promotion, of course. That favourite word of mine is in the bio again. She is a classically trained pianist. She has a distinctive style that distinguishes from her crowd. Quote, "I've got my own individual sound," she says. "The unique sound has not gone unnoticed." Charlie has been fortunate enough to spend the last few years working with Status Quo frontman Francis Rossi. I'm sure there's a Simpsons joke in relation to Status Quo there, but I just can't think of one at the moment. Rossi's interest in what he refers to as Charlie's wacky sound has enabled her to collaborate with him in the studio, where he has played lead guitar in some of her tracks. Apart from gigging and recording as a solo artist, Charlie is also performing with her band, Charlie Savinger and the Architects. Charlie would like to offer her thanks to all of those who have supported her and will continue to do so on her musical journey. So right now, let's bring this thing home with this song called Long Way Home. You're listening to the Rocktober Eve edition of ERK FM, erkfm.com.
One, two, One, two, three, four.
Feel the music.
Okie dokie, did you see what I did there? The first song that we heard in that particular section was called Long Way Home, followed by Have to Go Home, and that last song that you heard there called I Don't Want to. But alas, it is time almost to go, as it is the end of the episode. But of course, let's tell you about the last couple of artists. The last track that you heard there on this episode of Irk FM was called I Don't Want To by Jay Sahar. And let's tell you a little bit about her. She started her musical career far from the music. Until the age of 13, she was seriously devoted to sport, in particular swimming and Latin American ballroom dancing. She was listening with delight to the songs of Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and others. Being an athlete and a high achiever, she was always obsessed with music. And by some quirk of fate, the future singer was auditioned by a music band that was looking for a lead singer. On her first audition, she got noticed and received a high appraisal of her talent that made it clear she should no longer ignore her desire of self-actualization in music. Then she began attending singing lessons, participated in music competitions, and more importantly, became successful at it. The victory in one of these competitions brought the singer a chance to work with the local famous band, where she recorded her first solo album. Her desire to become a professional in the music industry brought her to music college, where for several years she mastered the profession of choral conductor. Studying music brought her the experience of singing in a choir and a clear desire to open her own recording studio. And so that was Jay Sahar. And we also heard from Jetson, not George Jetson, but Jetson burst onto the London music scene in April 2009. The band's unique blend of sharp and slinky beats with delicate, soaring melodies defined a new and exciting sound amongst guitar-led bands. Funk, folk, rock. Okay, if you say so. Still fresh out of the blocks, they have already gained a large and diverse following and gained a reputation for packing out London's hottest venues, including Marquee, the China White, 100 Club and Indigo 2 at the O2 Arena, have all been filled to capacity and put under the Jetson Funk Folk spell, which is awesome. Don't forget, if you want to check out any of the artists, go to the show notes for episode 107 of Irk FM. Click on the links and you'll be able to find out more about the artists. Thanks as always to Rob from Juice Management and Promotion for providing me some quality tracks. All of the artists have come from Juice Management and Promotion this week. We heard from One Eye, Jack Roberts, Road to Oblivion, Elysian, Steve Manaro, Blabbing Babylon, Jay Sahar, Alan Stewart, Charlie Saviga, and Jetson. Next week, of course, sees the start of Rocktober here on Irk FM. Each and every Friday in October, there will be rock or metal. There's a special metal show coming up in a couple of weeks. And just luckily for me this year, and also for you if you love your music a bit hard, there are actually 5 Fridays in October this year. And so that gives me an extra episode than normal for lots of rock and lots of metal. So if you like your music a bit more harder than you heard throughout this episode, be sure to tune in next week. Of course, there's full information on the show notes, including how to subscribe. It's totally free, and of course, you don't need an iPod. So until next week, until the start of Rocktober, I'm Irk. Thank you for listening. As always, Irk FM is a part of Channel Irk, channelirk.com, Australian for quality podcasting. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holders. All music contained within this episode is played with direct permission or with various agreements with various content providers. For more information on Channel Irk, go to channelirk.com. Also, check out the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thanks for listening, and good night, Interweb.